Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy! Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. Now, we have a message for our caring adults. Our podcast is now available on Amazon Alexa. Download the Be Calm on Awe Island skill now and say, "Open Be Calm on Awe Island." Are you a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon? You'll get an extra new episode every week and your favorites available on demand. We have 3 levels, so you're sure to find the amount of support you're comfortable with and the content you'd like to receive. Thank you so much for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready for some deep dragon breaths? Before we begin, have you found a quiet spot? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Let's start relaxing with 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in. Feel the air coming in your nose to fill your tummy with fresh air. And then breathe out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in and out. One last dragon breath, in and out. Now, it's time to relax your entire body, starting with your feet. Wiggle all your toes, and then squeeze your toes together, pretending you are picking up a banana. Hold that banana tight with your toes, and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. One more time. Pretend you are holding a banana with your toes and let go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle your toes. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. Remember to breathe slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Next, lift your leg up just a little and let it float down. Lift your other leg just a little and let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up and let it float back down. Lift your other leg and let it float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed? Keep breathing slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Now, pretend you're holding a star inside each of your hands. Squeeze your hands into a tight ball. Are the stars tickling your hands? Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars twinkling back up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now, release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, give yourself a big hug, squeeze, and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flow into your chest and arms as you breathe in and out. Now, you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth up towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time, make a grumpy face. Let your face and neck soften and breathe in and out. Finally, you are going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your toes, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go! Squeeze your whole body tight and let go. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, squeeze your whole body tight and relax. Take another slow, deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. One more time, squeeze your whole body tight and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you are ready for our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is
Sprinkler Games.
The little pool sparkled as the sunlight reflected off the water. It was a hot day, and Ian's parents had invited Mike's family over. Ian had helped his dad set up the pool and sprinkler, and was ready for some fun in the water with his best friend. Before long, the boys were busy splashing, and their parents were busy chatting. Everyone was having fun. Then another family walked by, looking very hot. Mike said, "I think that's Anora. She looks like she could use some cool water. We should invite her to play." Ian looked at his friend a little unsure. "But Mike, Anora's a girl. Besides, we need to talk to our parents." "Okay, let's ask our parents. It'll be fun," Mike replied. He knew that once Ian got to know Anora, he would like her. Their parents had heard the conversation, and Ian's mom said, "What a great idea. Go ahead and invite their mom and dad, too." Mike and Ian ran over to the sidewalk and said, "Hi, Anora. Would you like to play with us in the pool and sprinkler?" Then they said to her parents, "You're invited, too." "That sounds like fun. Can I?" Anora asked, expectantly looking at her dad. Anora's dad looked at her mom and said, "Sure, we should probably go get you a swimsuit and then come back." "Great," Mike said. "We'll see you in a little bit." Anora's parents waved and then headed home. "What did they say?" Ian's mom asked. Ian answered, "They'll be back. They're going to get Anora's swimsuit." "Wonderful. Let's put out a few more chairs." Soon, Anora and her parents returned. Anora was all smiles, holding a bright blue towel and wearing an orange suit. Everyone said, "Glad you could come." "Thank you for inviting us," her parents said as they sat down and joined the parents' conversation. Ian said, "You can set your towel over here with ours. We're going to play in the sprinkler now. We're taking a break from the pool." Mike smiled and said, "Is that okay with you?" He knew changes were a little difficult for Ian, and though he seemed to be handling this one just fine, he was starting to get a little bossy. When Ian got bossy, he usually felt uncomfortable. Anora smiled and said, "I am ready to be cool." And with that, they all ran over to the sprinkler. The sprinkler turned slowly in a circle. Tick, 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 whirr. It quickly went back halfway, then tick, 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 whirr. The sprinkler again quickly zipped back halfway. The kids giggled as they approached the sprinkler, chasing the stream of water as it slowly ticked around, and then shrieking with delight as the sprinkler quickly caught them on its return. They jumped over the stream of water and enjoyed the surprise when the sprinklers suddenly whirred back. Soon the kids were soaked, and they decided to go back to splashing in the pool. As they settled in the pool, Ian said, "Well, that was fun. Would anyone like some water or lemonade?" "Yes," both Mike and Anora replied. Mike was happy that Ian seemed to feel comfortable again. Now Anora could see how nice he really was. All three kids climbed out of the pool and picked up their cozy towels warmed by the sun. They wrapped themselves up and hobbled over to their parents. Ian asked for lemonade. They all sat down and sipped their drink right up. After their thirst was quenched, the three settled into their towels and yawned. The water had tired them out. Their parents smiled, knowing it would be a quiet night. Ian, Mike, and Anora closed their eyes and thought of all they had to be grateful for. Anora was happy that she had been out for a walk with her family. If she had stayed inside all day, she might have missed the fun. Mike was thankful that Ian had enjoyed spending time with Anora. Now maybe the three of them could do things together. Ian was very happy that he had invited a new friend to play. It was difficult for him to make changes, and he knew this was a big one. All three little kids gave themselves a tight hug and relaxed, wishing everyone happiness and peace. Together, taking a deep dragon breath in and out. Honora snuggled into her towel. They took another deep dragon breath. Ian and Mike relaxed and smiled. The three kids took one more deep dragon breath in and out. Honora, Ian, and Mike drifted off to sleep to the tick, 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 whirr rhythm of the sprinkler. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.